Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Black Friday is near, and it's always a worry, because how do we tell what is a scam, what isn't a scam? It is a quite a scary time. Carrie Okari van Vlaanderen, CEO of Asset Southern Africa. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Great to be chatting to you. I'm wonderful this Friday morning. Friday is always happy day.
It is indeed. So, it's a busy time, because as we head towards Black Friday, we're already starting to be inundated with offers, with possibilities. How do we protect ourselves?
Absolutely. You know, it really is a busy time of the year, and we feel that the best thing to do is just click through everything, and the quickest we can do it, the better. But it is a big concern, and cyber criminals have been around for many a time, but the financial gain that these guys are getting these days, it's like organized crime. So you really need to be, you know, cognizant of what's going on. And I think that it starts with education. So of you, yourself, and then of course your family, those that are buying online, it's the most important part.
Mm. So do we start preparing ahead of time? Or do we wait to see what those deals are that we are offered?
I think the best is to decide upfront really what you're really looking for. And what I do, which is a bit of a sneaky tip somebody taught me years ago, mm-hmm. is to actually load your cart or your wish list with things that you think you really need. So number one, that's stopping you overspending and buying stuff you really don't need. And number two, also what it does is often these apps will let you know beforehand when the deals are coming on if you've put it in your wish list. Some of the really good apps do that. And then it also means that when you get onto the day that you're not rushing around clicking on things that you shouldn't be doing. And that, unfortunately, is where the cyber criminals get all their way in, is it's usually either clicking on links in an email or in WhatsApp or in social media. And I can go into some detail for you, because some of these scams are really interesting.
So tell us about some of them.
Okay, so the three main scams that we will look out for are phishing scams. So that's not your phishing for fish in the sea or the river. It's the PH phishing. So phishing is what they do is they look to entice you with something. And this Black Friday is a classic example. They'll take something that's either a big world event or something that's going on globally or within your country and try and hook you into it. So a phishing scam would send an email out to you and then try and entice you to click on a link. And that's why we always say, wherever possible, do not click on any links within an email. And especially what they do is they create something that looks really legitimate. I don't know if you remember, there's a lot of the banking scams where you get an email supposedly
yes.
from your bank.
Yes.
But it's actually not your bank. And it's just different versions of this kind of scam. They create an email that looks totally legitimate. And I can tell you, when I'm busy, I'm very tempted to click on links, but I just know I mustn't click on anything. If you really want to go to the website, you must go directly to the website and type it into the URL instead of clicking on a link. And then you know at least you're going to the correct website, because also they can create fake websites. And what they do is once you click on this link, they either are taking your information, or often it's, you know, for some financial gain. So they'll click you through to a fake website, which then you'll put in your credit card details. And of course you're paying the incorrect person. So that's the phishing emails. And a similar sort of thing happens on WhatsApp. So for me, this is the most enticing. I'm on WhatsApp a lot. Mm-hmm. And they'll send you a fake link within WhatsApp, either with a great deal, or a new common one is even courier or kind of delivery services. They'll say your package has arrived, but before you get your package, just need to quickly pay, for example, the custom duties or something like that for your delivery to come. And then you click on the link within in the WhatsApp. And again, it's a malicious link. And either they are trying to get some money from you, or they're trying to take your personal details. And the third to look out, which is not so much for me, I'm not so much on social media, but most people are, they do a similar type of scan within social media. And this is more around offering amazing exclusive gifts or offers, beautiful handbag. And actually, in fact, they are creating a malicious link. And often you pay for your good and it's actually a fake good. It's not, doesn't even exist. You wait for the delivery. And of course you've paid somebody that isn't even a supplier. So those are the three main ones to look out for. But really, I think educating yourself is important, but also then you can enjoy the technology that has been created. I love online shopping. Now it's changed my life.
I don't know about absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is phenomenal that you can sit in your home and you can purchase exactly what you want. You know that you don't need to walk around trying to find a size. It's either there or it isn't there. No, I find it incredible. A friend of mine who's involved in the space was explaining to me in terms of what they are capable of offering for Black Friday, and I thought it was interesting, is he said to me, you are less likely to get great deals on fast moving items. In other words, if it's items that people are buying all the time and moving quickly, the retailers or the wholesalers, whoever selling it to you, are working on a lower margin themselves. So it means that they can't really discount it terribly or greatly because they count on a fast turnover of the product, but and at lower margin. But if it's something that doesn't move that often that you might need at that specific time, but others are less likely to, those are the items to look for where you'll get greater discounts because there's more room for the retailers to play around with discounts. And I thought that was interesting because what he was really saying is if you are looking for a different type of an item that others might not need right now, Black Friday could be a great opportunity for you.
Absolutely. And that's why I suggested in the beginning, like you said, to think about it beforehand, what you really need. The margins absolutely on these fast moving goods are really low because it's, you know, the classic supply and demand. There's such a high demand that they're not going to get great margins on it. So finding a niche product that you really have been looking for forever and loading that in your cart. And the, like I said, the great apps will actually pick that up with their algorithms will pick that up and they'll start sending you specials. And you know, protection within a mobile app, I think is way better than it is number one, physically going to the shop and number two, using a website because the apps usually have what we call authentication. So, a lot of people will understand the OTP, which is one-time password. And that gives you a much higher level of security. And at ESED, like we said, we're there to protect progress. We're not about pushing progress away. I love the fact that now I can do my shopping listening in a meeting. I can quickly finish my checkers cart and it gets delivered to my house while I'm working. That's absolutely about progress. And but the educating about around, you must have some kind of security so people don't think on their mobile phone that it is a vulnerable part of their network, but all devices should be protected, especially mobile devices, because I do most of my shopping on my mobile device and banking as well. And, you know, online banking platforms are really well protected with authentication, but I think even more so the mobile platforms. And it really just is allowing us to go ahead and use this progress. And really what you know how this whole too good to be true thing is.
Yeah,
really,
it really is.
So important to remember because it's so enticing to see such something you really think is looks divine, but actually it really is too good to be true, especially like you said, those fast moving goods.
Absolutely.
And you can really just avoid it by, you know, just thinking to yourself, let me go directly to the website. Don't click on any links.
I think that's an important tip is just don't follow those links. Go there directly. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. We do need to go to news headlines. That was Corrie van Vlaanderen, and CEO of ESET, ESET Southern Africa, talking to us about online shopping safety on Black Friday.